Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be asking the question, can narcissists cry real tears? I see this question a lot in my comment sections across all my social media platforms, like literally across all my social media platforms. I see it. Like, can narcissists cry real tears? Do narcissists fake cry and things like that? Like, I need to know. I was like, look, y'all, when y'all ask questions like, can narcissists cry real tears? It's like you're saying the narcissistic person isn't like a human being. Can some narcissists fake tears? Yes, absolutely, yeah. But most narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever, can actually cry real tears. They really can. I can, me personally, I definitely can cry real tears. I've cried real tears. I just don't cry very often. Now, then I think that it might be true for a lot of narcissists as well. But we can cry tears, but we don't cry very often. Because just in my mind, how my mind works, sometimes I view crying as a form of weakness. A lot of narcissistic people view vulnerability as weakness. So crying is a sign of vulnerability. So crying equals weakness to some people like that in the mindset. So some narcissistic people will just suck back their tears. It's like they get ready to cry, like the tear be just leaking down their eye, and then all of a sudden, sucks right back into it. Sucks right back into the eye and things like that. And the tears go away. So can narcissists cry real tears? Yes, absolutely. They can cry real tears. But I need people to ask this question right here. Why are they crying? Like, why are they crying? I just like, what are they crying for? Who are they crying for? What are the tears really for in this circumstance, in this situation right here? Are they really crying? Like, and a lot of times you'll see them crying when you get ready to leave them or something like that, when you get ready to break up with them, or if you catch them cheating, or you catch them in a lie, a huge lie, or, you catch them in something, you catch them in a doing something bad enough, or it's a divorceable offense or a breakup, something that you can break up over, and when you get ready to leave, hey, I'm leaving you. They'll boohoo cry. And look, ask yourself this question right here, y'all. Who are they crying for? Are they crying because they actually hurt your feelings? Because they feel so bad for what they did to you? And they just really, really, it hurts them so badly that they hurt you and they can't, they want to make up for it and they want to spend. Or are they crying for themselves? Because me personally, I think a lot of narcissists cry when they boohoo cry. They're crying for themselves. When you catch them doing something and they boohoo cry and sometimes they'll threaten to to end their own existence. They'll be boohoo crying, doing craziness on the floor, snot coming from their nose, farting, just ears leaking. It just like eyes, it just rolling in the dirt, pulling out their hair, hitting themselves. Ask yourself, who is this reaction for? Who are those tears for? You know what I mean? It might not even be real tear. It might not even be real tear fluid. It might just be like eye water. eye water. It's not even real tears, y'all. It's eye water. But ask yourself that question: y'all. Who are they crying for? What are they crying for? Why are they crying? Because typically, when the narcissistic person isn't going to cry for someone else, they might not even cry when somebody in their family passes away.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Their dog passes away, their cat passes away, they might not even cry for that. But once you catch them cheating or doing something and you try to leave them, here come the waterworks. And ask yourself, y'all, and look at, like, genuinely look at their face. Look at their face and ask yourself, are they crying for real? Because a lot of narcissists, like I said, can fake cry. They'll just give all the emotions that they're crying, or they're trying to hold back tears or whatever, or that they're really hurt, really hurting. And some of them will actually cry, but they're not crying for you. That's what I'm saying. They're not crying for you. Ask yourself, well, who are they crying for? What are they crying for? You know, you have to. You have to ask yourself, what are they crying for? Who are they crying for? You have to ask yourself that question right there. Because typically they're crying for themselves because their life is ruined. They've ruined their own life. Their life, like, you're going to leave them. Their life as they know it is over. Not like, it's not going to end and they're going to heaven or hell. It's over. In this current state, like, you're going to break up with them. If y'all living together, y'all might have to go your separate ways or whatever. You might have to co-parent. They might have to see you with somebody else. They're crying for themselves. You know what I mean? They're crying because they, you know, so can they control it, what they did? Sometimes maybe not. But a lot of times, y'all, they're absolutely crying for themselves. They're not crying because, oh my goodness, I hurt you so badly and I just can't live like this. They are literally crying. Because their life is upside down. Now, their life is flipped, turned upside down. Shout out to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for that one. But they are crying for that, y'all. So you have to ask yourself, you have to continue to ask yourself that right there. You literally have to. You know what I mean? Yeah, because, like, and don't fall for the fake tears, y'all. Don't fall for tears anyway. If they've done something horrible to you, are they sorry? Are they genuinely sorry? Or have their actions proved that they're sorry? No. Just because they cry doesn't mean that they're sorry, y'all. Just because they have real tears running down their face doesn't mean they're sorry. Those are lying tears, y'all. Those, like, if you dip your finger in the tear and lick it, it doesn't have that salt water taste the real tear has. It tastes like Sprite. It tastes like a crisp Sprite. You dip your finger in their tear and you lick it. You're like, now you crying Sprite? Because it's not, yeah, it's a real tear, but they're not crying because they hurt you. They're not crying because of what they did to you. They're not hitting themselves for what they put you through. They're doing it because you found out, and they might be embarrassed, and that they have to hold themselves accountable. Now you're trying to hold them accountable. They're crying because the accountability hurts y'all. They really, really are. So that's what I just say. Like, you have to get, like, you have to be able to be ready to deal with it. Like, you yourself have to be ready to take that step up. You, like, don't fall for the tears, y'all, because if you fall for the tears, they're going to get you. I promise you, they're going to get you. They're going to manipulate the hell out of you. They're just going to mess with your mind, like a lot of narcissistic people do. They're going to mess with your mind. They're going to mess with your head, and they're going to keep you there. Don't let those tears, like, tears don't mean that they're sorry, y'all. I know y'all see a lot of people see tears, especially if the tears are coming from a man. Y'all see tears from a man, it's just like, oh my goodness. You know what I mean? You're crying. I know if a man cries, they really mean it. No, no, no. Don't fall for a man's tears, because sometimes if they, like, are they crying, like, at a movie? Are y'all crying at a movie together? Like, oh, this movie is so sweet. Or do the tears only come out when you try to hold them accountable, when they've messed up? The tears are for themselves, not because of what they did to you. The tears are absolutely 100% for themselves, y'all. So you have to stay in power. Don't fall. Don't take the bait. Don't take the tear bait. You know, stay in power. Like and subscribe for more. And before I go, y'all, like I said, that's it. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.